Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition. Dave Dickey joins us now with the pre-opening market report.
Thank you very much, Mike, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are expected to trade weak to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower amid slowed buying interest. Terminals are called steady to lower with top prices from $58 to $63. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $58. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, August 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,225 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $78 to $88.39, the weighted average $84.71. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $55.62 to $70, the weighted average $67.94. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,893. The base price range was $78 to $89.53. The weighted average was $86.08. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $59.37 to $70.04, and the weighted average was $67.53. Now, in the studio to talk about the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we've been hearing in the forecast chances for showers, chances for thunderstorms, and yeah, they will occur, but it doesn't look like we are in for massive amounts of rain east of the Mississippi River. The heaviest rain is going to fall west of the Mississippi in the short term, and in the medium range models, it still looks like areas to the west will continue to pick up the heavier amounts of precipitation. Western sections today, generally looking at about 25% coverage, anywhere from a quarter inch up to three quarters of an inch. Some local amounts may reach over an inch. Then they get a little bit of a break for the daytime hours tomorrow. And then late Thursday through Monday, it looks like another developing weather system could bring as much as 70% coverage with some locations, local amounts picking up as much as 3 inches of rain, with the wettest areas being across Kansas, Nebraska, western Iowa, and Missouri. And then the other area in the U.S. looking at substantial rainfall is in the Gulf states, all the way from East Texas, far southeastern Texas, right along the Gulf and into the southeastern corner of the country, and up through at least central North Carolina, maybe pushing a little bit of north of that, possibly into southern Virginia. And if you take a close look at that area, they have been in both an agricultural and a hydrological drought, with the most concentrated drought areas being just a little bit north of the area expecting the heavy rainfall, from the northeastern corner of Georgia through western South Carolina and southwestern North Carolina, even eastern Tennessee. Has the exceptional and extreme drought. And again, they are going to miss out on the heaviest of the rainfall. Southeastern Texas, they will see some benefit, but it's not going to be a drought-busting rain anywhere, although some locations in the southeastern U.S. Will pick up some substantial rain. Western states, dry weather accompanying increasingly hot conditions, especially in the Great Basin and the Pacific Coast states, and the hot, dry weather favors crop development. And it will start to open the cotton bowls in California and Arizona, as well as favoring the field work, including northwestern small grain harvest. Across the Corn Belt, again, we're looking at a few showers spreading from the northern fringe of the region. Elsewhere, warm, dry weather maintaining nearly ideal conditions for the reproductive and filling stages of the summer crop. And on the plains, the widely scattered showers and thunderstorms dotting central and southern portions of the region, with a variety of conditions existing across the nation's midsection. Most serious drought affecting western North Dakota as far as the Midwest goes. And looks like the area centered from Kansas City, Colorado, and the Oklahoma. We'll start to maybe pick up a little bit of rainfall there. Both drought regions have provided enough showers that they are getting a little bit of drought relief there. Outside our borders and looking at Australia, continuation of dry conditions throughout most of Australia for at least the next week will lead to only little additional loss in topsoil moisture due to cooler than usual temperatures there. And the cooler bias will allow wheat, barley, and canola crops to enter spring with a favorable outlook. Areas in China, conditions remaining favorable for development and early maturation of the spring and summer crop throughout China over the next couple weeks. Harvest conditions nearly ideal for late spring wheat and early corn in northern China, while some delays in late season harvest occur in southern areas. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be at the Moniqua Lions Club in Moniqua, Illinois. That's south of Decatur off of US 51. The meeting gets underway at 6 o'clock. Usually we can do them a little later, but tonight's meeting begins at 6, a little meal to follow the dinner. Panelists for the meeting include Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain, Daryl Good, yes, Dr. Daryl Good of the U of I will be there, as well as Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That's at the Moniqua Lions Club building beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required, and we hope to see you there.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 827 unchanged, last trade up 4 3/4. December, 849 down a quarter, last trade up 3 3/4. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 790 down a quarter, last trade up 4 3/4. December, 815 down a quarter, last trade up 4. September corn opened at 511 up 2, last trade up 2 1/4. December, 531 up 2 1/2, last trade up 2 3/4. March, 548 3/4 up 1, last trade up 2. And July, 571 up 3 1/4, last trade up 2 1/4. August soybeans open at 1224 up 4, last trade up 2. September, 1213 3/4 up 6 1/4, last trade up 5 1/4. November, 1218 up 4, last trade up 6. September soybean meal opened at 336 up 50, last trade down a dollar. September soybean oil opened at 5010 up 13, last trade up 38. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, the dust has settled. Reports behind us. I suspect a lot of traders probably looked at it, digested it a little bit, and turned it over and went on back to doing whatever they were doing before.
Pretty much. It's numbers are just numbers at this point, and this could be probably the largest number we'll see out of the report this year. Now, I'm just guessing, but I think September we'll start to see stuff trace backwards a little bit as far as yield, and I don't know whether their acres are right or not. They don't look very good on corn. But we had a semi-bearish report yesterday on corn, and the market reacted right out of the gate, and then obviously it hit a technical point later in the day and recovered quite nicely, actually. And we've kind of created a technical bounce there and put in a temporary bottom. And some people are saying it's a small reversal. I guess we'll see. The positiveness in the corn spilled over into the beans and drug them higher, because the report on beans was some traders called it positive. I guess I'd call it more neutral than anything else. I mean, you know, there again, numbers are just numbers, and some of the yields are sticking on this stuff, I think, are still just a bit high. So I guess that remains to be seen. And then you also have to bring petroleum into this. Oil basically up less than a buck today. But if we can get a bottom in crude, we're probably going to keep, you know, we're going to get a bottom in corn. And that remains the key right now. And A lot of traders saying the bottom's not in on crude yet. Some talking $80. I don't think that's probably a reality, but at any rate, there it is. And dollar is firmed up a little this morning, started out of the gate a little bit weaker, but has firmed up a little now. It's in positive territory, along with the euro and the yen. So who knows what's going on there. Gold's up a little bit. Wheat's favorable, or weather's favorable, I'm sorry. And so we expect corn to be up a little bit this morning, 1 to 2. Beans up 4 to 6. Wheat up 3 to 6. And basically beans and wheat are going to follow on corn.
Tom, do you think that we might be in the beginning of a phase of a recovery rally in corn that might take us up 575 to 6 and a quarter somewhere?
No, I think 550, 560 is going to catch it.
And what about the beans? A little recovery rally there too, or no?
Yeah, I think this market is going to chop around, you know, and chopping around anymore. What was maybe a dime to 15 cents last year, maybe 50 to 60 cents this year. So could I see an upside 50 to 60 to a dollar on beans? Yeah. I think when we get in the field and start harvesting this stuff, the proof's in the pudding, and that's when we're going to see the market react. Now, if this corn's better than what we think it is, then it's going to take a nosedive. And if beans are worse than we think they are, they're going to go up. And I guess I'm talking my position. So,
okay. Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.